Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Gratitude in Art. Welcome, friends, to Create Art Podcast, where we create more than we consume. I'm your head instigator, Timothy Kim O'Brien, and I bring over 20 years in the arts to help you tame that inner critic and provide you with commentary, conversation, interviews, and projects that can inspire you to create art. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about gratitude in your art. Not only will I be talking about it, I am putting it into practice. So, if you wonder how you can add this to your practice, stay tuned. Speaking about gratitude, I'd like to start off talking about Gagglepod. At Gagglepod, we help creatives tell their story using podcasting. Kyle Bondo and myself have been helping folks like you since 2016 through the various podcasts like Podrect, where we help you survive your podcast, and Kyle's newest project, War Yankee, where Kyle explores the Civil War history that occurred in his backyard. This new podcast follows the battles that happened over 150 years ago. You never know what happened in your backyard unless you research it, and War Yankee is the history class you wish you could have taken in high school. To find out more about Gagglepod and all the podcasts in our network, head on over to gagglepod.com. So, why are we talking about gratitude? Well, at the time of this recording, I'll be celebrating Thanksgiving in the United States in late November. Now, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, as I usually do the cooking and invite friends and family over to share in our bounty. This year, it'll be a little different, as we're all tackling the pandemic in our own way and developing or revising family traditions. When we appreciate what we have, it helps our mental state, and it reminds us of what we have accomplished. And for me, that drives me to do more. Gratitude, to me, is a two-step process. One, looking back and verbalizing what we have done with the help of others. And the next step is making an action plan on what I would like to accomplish for the future. So today's episode will focus on the benefits of adding gratitude into your chosen art form. Gratitude comes from the Latin word gratis, which means pleasing or thankful. It is further defined as being a feeling of appreciation felt by and for similar positive response shown by the recipient of kindness. So, who is this recipient of kindness? Well, for me, it's the artist when someone comments on the work, buys their work, or spreads a word around about their work. In art, we are communicating with the outside world, and when we get communication back, we should acknowledge that and feel less alone. Yes, the artist's life can be lonely when all you hear are your own thoughts. No one shows up to an opening or a concert, and no one downloads your podcast. That is not a problem with this podcast, by the way. But just think for a moment of the energy exerted by someone responding to you about your work. That person must first find your work, then decide to take the time to be with your work in whatever format presented, and lastly, comment on your work. As an artist, how often do you do that for work that you appreciate? Yeah, I'm as guilty as you are. Perhaps I'm more so because I'm bringing it up to you. In order to get that pleasing or thankful feeling that the Greeks defined, perhaps we need to first put forth that energy to others. And when we receive it back, we can acknowledge that feeling. So our first step, and I know it took a little time to get to it, is to thank you for indulging me. It's to make sure that those who are creating work we enjoy know that there are more than crickets out there. We should encourage them in whatever way we can. In order to practice what I preach, I want to acknowledge a listener that has written to me on this podcast and on another podcast that I co-host, namely Podrect. So Cliff, thank you for listening to this podcast and my other podcast, and I'm glad I can challenge your ideas on what art is, and I'm grateful that it has sparked some inspiration in you. Cliff emailed me at timothy@createartpodcast.com. Now, I also respond to createartpodcast@gmail.com, but I use the Gmail account for more of my business items and the other email for responding directly to listeners of the show. Now, if this show has provided you with insights that make you scratch your head, I'd appreciate hearing from you. Now, I want to thank my guests for sharing their practices and insight on creating art. These people took time out of the day, answered questions, and provided their thoughts because they believed in what I'm trying to do with this podcast. My first guest was Scott Murray from the Crimson Files podcast and Comic Book Noob podcast. We discussed audio dramas and how he uses creativity in his podcast. This was a delightful conversation because I'm a huge fan of the Crimson Files, and it is the only audio drama that I've binged on. And the lead characters were females, which is great for my kids since, you know, they're girls and need positive role models. Links are going to be in the show notes, so make sure you take a listen to Scott. Now, he was very encouraging during and after the interview. So if you're looking for a new podcast to binge on, well, there you go. My next guest was CJ Robinson from The Poetry Novelist. We discussed poetry and podcasting, and his podcast features poets and novelists and his commentary on their works. It is his selflessness and openness about his personal life that attracted me to his podcast. Now, if you're looking for new voices in poetry or fiction from someone who is unpretentious, then this is the podcast you need to try out. Jill Ciaccio is next, and we decided to combine forces and discuss one of our favorite poets, T.S. Eliot. Now, this was a great time because we shared hosting duties on this episode and brought listeners from his show here, and you were able to go over to his show and listen to him, discussing poetry in a more cerebral approach. Joel is very well read and approaches his art with zest. Right now, his podcast is in hiatus, and he's about to publish his first book of poetry. Trust me, I'll be first in line, and I'll let you know the details when it comes out. Now, if you're looking for a more formal approach to discussing poetry, this episode was a blast, and maybe we can convince Joel to bring back his previous episodes. Taking a step out of my comfort zone of poetry, I had a discussion of talent with my former boss, Brandon Larson, and we looked at his views about what talent means. This was a unique discussion because not only did we talk about his art form, which is woodworking, and he is fantastic at it, there's plenty of pictures there showing you what he's done, but we also talked about management styles. Managing ourselves or others is an art form until itself, and this guy knows what he's doing. He can go from generation to generation. Obviously, he's a little bit younger than me, and that's okay. But for somebody so young, he speaks with a lot of wisdom. And, you know, he was my supervisor for some time. So, obviously, I kept him on his toes, and he makes good decisions because he kept me around. Tia Sunshine Dye was definitely a delight to have on the show. We discussed watercolors, and she did inspire me to at least look into watercolors, which, if you heard the episode, you know I'm horrible at. And I've yet to start a watercolor painting, but I do appreciate the form. You know, it reminds me that there are things that I'm not great at, or even good at, but just trying them out is an act of bravery, and it's something that we should all aspire to. My watercolors look like mud. Hers, not so much. Hers are way better. You know, she has been shown regionally and has a great unobtrusive newsletter. I even bought a piece of her work from her that really spoke to me. Now, how did I find her? Well, it was on one of the Facebook groups that I participate in. It's aimed at veterans who are artists. She is the wife of a veteran. I do believe our spouses serve with us. And our spouses in the art world also are an important part of our creativity, in that they help provide the space we need to create. Possible future episode, I'm thinking. My next guest also has his own podcast called Poetic Earthlings. York Campbell talked with me about how to maintain your creativity in the middle of a pandemic. It was a surprising episode because he purchased a book from me without me knowing it, and he supported me through his purchase. He is able to consistently put together a great production in terms of audio production and subject matter, something that I aspire to do in every episode because Hey, a well-produced episode is easier to listen to than one that you can only hear every other word. His inspiration comes from his take on the world as he tries to see it from other viewpoints. Definitely check him out if you're open to differing viewpoints. And since you're listening to this podcast, I would hazard a guess that you would be interested in his podcast. But check him out at Poetic Earthlings. Now, when I talked to Christopher Sims, it was a delight to speak with him about political art and poetry. Why was it a delight? Because it's somebody that I haven't talked to in a few years, but I knew when I was developing my own voice and my own poetry. Now, I've known him, like I said, for many years, and we got into an in-depth discussion on his experience in history and art, and it was enlightening and gave me a deeper appreciation for his practice. I learned a lot from that, and I hope you did too. So definitely check out Christopher Sims. And right now, today, as I'm recording this on the 19th of November, I haven't heard yet if he made Poet Laureate of Rockford, Illinois. But if he does, he would be the first Poet Laureate of Rockford, Illinois. So I'm pulling for him. My latest guest was Kyle Bondo. Now, I worked with Kyle since about 2016 on podcasting projects. And in this episode, we discussed how I challenged him to write a poem, 30 poems in 30 days. Now, he was able to translate his work into poetry from his day job in IT, and he gained a lot of insight in how my mind works and an appreciation for poetry that had not really been there since high school. It was great to work with him on this episode and to see him blossom as an artist. And I'm sure it was great for him to see me take off on my podcasting journey and arrive to where I'm at right now, sitting here talking with you. Now, those are the guests that I've had on the show, but there's some other people that I definitely want to thank. And the first one I want to thank is Matthew Passy. Now, I met him a few years back. He's a podcaster, audio engineer, and website developer. And I asked him this past year to audit my podcast and website. And he delivered with a passion on my goals for the podcast and gave me very actionable insight on how to do it better, faster, clearer, and with more of my passion for my topic, which is art. I can't thank Matt enough for all the work that he put into doing a simple audit, which for him is probably like falling off of a log. But for me, it gave me a lot of great ideas on how to make this podcast better for you. So thank you, Matt. Naturally, there are others who have helped me along the way that I've not mentioned here. But trust me, I've personally thanked them for their participation. Okay, woof. I don't know about you, but that felt good for me. But what does it do for me in the long term? Well, first, it reminds me that I'm not alone on this journey. This provides me with comfort and encouragement. In the times we are in, we need to find this encouragement because of all the uncertainty we face in our daily lives. Actually, speaking the names of these people takes it from outside of my head and puts it out into the world. Also, this is now a piece of art that I have produced that I will provide encouragement to those who I named, as they will feel appreciated and publicly recognized. Maybe it's an idea for you to create a piece of art that is based on gratitude that you are feeling or want to express to those closest to you. The only question is, how will you take it out of your head and put it into the world? You can walk into a grocery store, drugstore, Hallmark store, and get ideas on how to say thank you. Make a card, burn a sentiment into a block of wood, write a poem or a song, paint a picture. Your only limit is your imagination. Tell you what, I'll make it easy on you. If this podcast has sparked anything inside of you, go create something, take a picture of it or record it, whatever you got to do, send it to me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And if you'd like to be featured, let me know. If not, hey, I'll thank you in advance privately. Now, maybe you're scratching your head and asking yourself, why gratitude now? Well, for me, I needed to kick myself in the butt and create an episode. Not for you, but for me. I've been having low energy and getting down on myself because I like to have my time planned out months in advance. And this pandemic has taken its toll on me, and I needed to be still and reserve my strength for a time. That time was getting a bit long for my liking, so to jumpstart my progress, I needed this episode to remind me to be grateful to you, my listeners, and to my guests. I figured that this pandemic has affected us all in different ways, but it has affected us all, period. I needed to feel creative, not to get back at some form of normal, but because I am a creative person. I'm an artist, and I need to create no matter what is going outside these four walls. I need to create to be in communion with you, my fellow travelers on this rock that we call Earth. I've often said that I don't like watching therapy on stage when I go to a poetry reading, and this is not a therapy session. But this is me saying to you, if you're feeling a little bit worn down with everything that is happening, hey, I'm feeling worn down as well. And the best way I know how to get out of that is to make something. So, thank you for listening to this creation. Gratitude helps your art by first helping you realize that you are not alone. There are others involved in your art. Listening to a podcast to get ideas, like this one, or as an impetus to start a project based on the gratitude you feel for the audience in your life. Gratitude strengthens us as artists. It gives us a purpose for lifting that dusty paintbrush and opening that can of paint to put our ideas on the canvas that may be viewed by someone going through something similar. You never know the reach of your work, as it always is expanding, because someone will relate to the idea you are expressing. If you express your gratitude to others, some of them will express their gratitude to you. So thank you for listening. Now go out there and create more than you consume. Before I go, and I know I already kicked on the music here, but before I go, I want to thank you for staying with me until the end of this episode. So you're going to get to hear about what's going to happen for future episodes. Now, I'm closing down my old podcast, KDOI Podcasting, and rebroadcasting those shows here. If you've never heard those shows, you're in for a treat. They are coming here with just some light editing, just some light touches, and I'll be adding a postscript to each one in order to tell you why I think they belong here and are important to you. Now, my listeners from that show can catch up on Create Art Podcast, and we can all be in one place. I have some real gems coming out at you. There's going to be interviews, projects, conversations that I enjoyed presenting to my listeners from KDOI, and now you will have them all here. If you've enjoyed these episodes, get ready for more and tell a friend who may need to hear this podcast. I definitely would appreciate it. If you want to present your work through interview, commentary, or review, send me an email, timothy@createartpodcast.com, and let's start that conversation. And remember, create more than you consume. See you next episode.